When you hear the word matriarchy, what arises within you? For some, it's curiosity. For others, maybe skepticism or even resistance. In a world defined by patriarchy for thousands of years, imagining a different structure of power can feel radical. But matriarchy is not the reversal of patriarchy. It's not about women ruling over men. It's about a completely different way of organizing life, one that's centered on cooperation, balance, and reverence for all forms of life. Today, we're going to explore what matriarchy really is, how it differs from patriarchy, and why patriarchy has distorted our relationship with the divine feminine, and how matriarchal values can help us reclaim goddess spirituality, heal our communities, and even envision a sustainable future. Let's start by naming what patriarchy is. Patriarchy is a social system where men hold primary power in leadership, moral authority, social privilege, and control of property. It's hierarchical, it's competitive, and it's often rooted in domination of men over women, humans over nature, the powerful over the marginalized. Patriarchy thrives on separation, separating the body from the spirit, humans from the earth, reason from intuition, and the masculine from the feminine. Its shadow is pretty clear. There's violence, exploitation, suppression of women's voices, and the systematic erasure of goddess traditions. For centuries, the feminine has been devalued, whether in the form of women's leadership, intuitive wisdom, or even the sacred feminine in religion. Matriarchy, by contrast, is not the mirror image. True matriarchal societies are egalitarian, they're cooperative, and life-centered. Descent may pass through the mother, but men are included in leadership. The difference is that the values of nurturing, care, and community, qualities associated with the feminine, are honored as central, and they're not sidelined. Patriarchy has not only shaped politics and economics, it's reshaped spirituality. Before patriarchal religions arose, goddess-centered cultures, they flourished. The earth was seen as the mother. Cycles of birth, death, and rebirth were sacred. Women's bodies were honored as portals of life. But with the patriarchy came the demonization of these traditions. Goddesses were replaced by male gods. Women's spiritual authority, whether as priestesses, healers, or oracles, they were suppressed. So think of the witch trials, where wise women were persecuted for carrying the lineage of the divine feminine. Think of the Virgin Mary stripped of her fullness and confined to purity and obedience, while ancient mother goddesses once represented sovereignty, sexuality, and power. Patriarchy has taught us to distrust the body, to fear intuition, and to silence women's voices. And what's the end result? A spiritual imbalance that echoes in our personal lives and in the world all at large. Now, I want you to remember that matriarchies have existed, and they still do. The Masuo of China, they practice walking marriages where women have autonomy in relationships and family life is centered on the mothers. Power is shared, it's not hoarded. The Minangkabau of Indonesia, the world's largest matrilineal culture, they entrust land and the property to women, while men contribute as leaders, poets, and spiritual guides. Balance, then, is built into their system. Old Europe, as archaeologist Maria Gambudas described, was goddess-centered. We had agrarian societies where cycles of nature were honored, and warfare was rare. These cultures show us matriarchy is not fantasy, it's a lived reality. So why does the matriarchy matter? So let's kind of break it down. Number one, I would say sustainability. Matriarchal values, they treat the earth as the mother. Instead of constant depletion and extraction, they practice regeneration. At a time right now of ecological crisis, this is so crucial. Number two, harmony and cooperation. Where the patriarchy thrives on hierarchy and competition, matriarchy emphasizes balance and shared responsibility. Imagine political systems designed to ensure everybody's needs were met rather than profit maximized. Number 3, interconnectedness. Matriarchy sees life as webbed together. You have humans, animals, land, and spirit. This worldview, I would say, fosters compassion, responsibility, and even care. Number 4, healing gender dynamics. Matriarchy doesn't erase men. It restores them to roles of partnership rather than domination. It heals toxic masculinity, and it makes space for all genders to thrive. And then lastly, I would say intuition and wisdom. Matriarchy honors multiple ways of knowing: reason and intuition, logic and vision. It validates the unseen, the mystical, and the spiritual. Now let's bring this back to spirituality, to the goddess. The matriarchy matters because it restores the sacred feminine to her rightful place. It gives us permission to see the goddess not as a myth of the past, but as a living presence in our bodies, in our earth, and in our communities. It allows women to reclaim their spiritual authority, to be priestesses, teachers, healers, leaders, without apology. It restores balance to a spiritual landscape that has been skewered toward the masculine for millennia. In goddess spirituality, matriarchy is not just political. It's cosmological. It reflects the cycles of nature, the womb of creation, the mystery of life and death. Without it, our spirituality is fragmented. With it, we can return to wholeness. So what could a matriarchal future look like? It might mean economies that are built around care, where raising children, tending to the sick, and sustaining communities are valued as essential labor. It might mean politics centered on collaboration and inclusivity. It might mean laws that protect rivers, mountains, and forests as sacred beings with rights. And spirituality, it would mean reclaiming the goddess, not just as a symbol, but as a living force. It would mean women standing in their power, men healed from domination, and communities flourishing in harmony with the earth, not against it. Matriarchy matters because it reminds us that another way is possible. It invites us to live not in domination, but in partnership, not in exploitation, but in reverence. It's not about replacing patriarchy with its opposite. It's about creating a world where life itself is honored and sacred. So as we close up today, I just want to invite you to ask yourself what it would look like if matriarchal values shaped our life and our humanity today. How would you embody those values today? Because the matriarchy is not just history. I personally believe it's a vision for the future, and it begins with all of us reframing, reshaping our worldview and our relationship to the earth, to the cosmos, and with each other. Thank you everybody for listening. I hope this was helpful, and I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead.